Welcome to the Awaken, Heal, and Thrive podcast. This episode is called, Should Your Ego Be Happily Housebroken? I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this episode has two sponsors. One is my online membership called Awakening Plus at awakeningplus.com. The other sponsor is my book, the number one Amazon bestseller called Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. Just go to Amazon and search for Instant Divine Assistance or click the link in the show notes. I publish both audio and video versions of Awaken, Heal, and Thrive, so take your pick. The video versions are on my YouTube channel called Benjamin Bernstein Podcasts. I drop new episodes of this podcast twice a month. Be sure to subscribe to Awaken, Heal, and Thrive wherever you get it. And if you haven't already, be sure to click the link in the show notes for a free chance to win a full year of my Awakening Plus online membership. I announce a new winner every month. In fact, I announce our April 2024 winner later in this episode. Keep your ears peeled if you've entered. All right. Many spiritual paths teach that you have to kill your ego to attain spiritual awakening, but holding this belief is virtually certain to provoke massive resistance from your ego and your numerous sub-personalities. We all have them. I invite you to consider a faster and easier strategy that's worked well for me. Invite your ego to become happily housebroken. An approach I've found to be less helpful is exemplified by this anonymous quote, quote, "To save yourself, first destroy the you that you were told to be," end quote. I don't know who said that, but focusing on destruction is a sure way to trigger massive resistance, which can prevent you from achieving your goal, or at least make it a whole lot harder. Renowned Buddhist teacher Jack Kornfield aligns better with my view. He says, quote, "Spiritual maturity is recognizing that you will not try to fix yourself to become a different person. You are still the same person, but you become awakened," end quote. In the context of spiritual awakening, the idea of taming rather than killing the ego refers to integrating and managing the ego to support your personal growth and spiritual development. The ego, your sense of self or identity, can be seen as a necessary part of human psychology that helps you navigate the world. The concept of killing the ego can be thought of as an attempt to completely eradicate it, which may not be possible or desirable. Instead, many spiritual traditions focus on understanding and transforming the ego so it no longer dominates your thoughts and actions. This process involves cultivating mindfulness, self-awareness, and compassion, which can lead to a more balanced relationship with the ego. Here are 7 ways to tame the ego during the process of spiritual awakening. We'll start with the most common approaches and end with the one that I like best. 1 is mindfulness practice. Engaging in regular mindfulness meditation can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, including those driven by the ego. Self-reflection. Taking time to reflect on your actions and motivations can help you understand how the ego influences your behavior. Compassion and empathy. Developing compassion for yourself and others can reduce the ego's tendency to judge and compare. Letting go. Learning to let go of attachments and the need for control can diminish the ego's power. Spiritual study. Reading spiritual texts and teachings can provide insights into the nature of your ego and how to work with it. Guidance from teachers. Seeking guidance from experienced spiritual teachers can offer practical advice on managing the ego. And my favorite, the Instant Divine Assistance Invocations. I've talked about these at length on the show, and what I've learned is that the process of spiritual awakening, which is viewed from one light, the housebreaking of the ego, is far more easily accomplished through the assistance of your higher self than through effort from the ego itself. I don't believe an ego can awaken itself. However, what I've learned is that the ego can request help from the higher self, from allies of high vibration, and by surrendering to the processes that these higher forces bring, the ego can be housebroken and or awakened, same thing, much more rapidly and easily in my experience. And that's what my Instant Divine Assistance Invocations are all about, the awakening and healing that accelerates the awakening process. There's links to that in the show notes, by the way. Or you can just go to astroshaman.com/invocations for a free video that will help you with that. So by housebreaking the ego, individuals can experience a sense of liberation and openness that allows for a deeper connection with the self and the world around them. It's a journey of balance where the ego is neither enemy nor ruler, but a part of the self that can be harmonized with your spiritual aspirations. In my book, I have a short section within chapter 2. The section is called Housebreaking Your Ego. I wrote, quote, "Some spiritual paths say you must kill your ego to attain awakening. Is it any surprise your ego would rebel against this idea? It believes it's fighting for its life. I prefer to think of my ego getting housebroken. Unawakened egos can be like untrained puppies. You never know when they'll tear through the house, pee on the floor, or hump somebody's leg. At first, my ego resisted awakening. It was terrified of losing control. But as my ego began letting my higher self drive, it started to prefer the passenger seat. There's a reason some people hire chauffeurs. It's so much easier when someone else drives. My ego didn't just appreciate the huge amount of effort it was saving. It also quickly realized how smart my higher self is. You could be the smartest human on earth, but your ego would be like the slowest kid in class compared to the vastly superior intelligence of your higher self. Your ego thinks, but your higher self knows." That's the quote from the book. It took years of focused spiritual practice before my ego let itself be happily housebroken, but now it's so glad it did. If you also choose this path, I hope your housebreaking goes more quickly and easily than mine. The veils are much thinner now, so your breakthrough could happen with a lot less fuss and struggle. So that's what I wanted to offer on housebreaking your ego. This episode is co-sponsored by my online membership called Awakening Plus, where you can awaken, heal, and thrive easily, quickly, and affordably. Here's a quick quote from one of our members. They said, "Awakening Plus has absolutely changed my life. It has helped me get to a stage of awakening I had hoped for since I started my spiritual path over 20 years ago. It also has helped manage my chronic back pain to a tolerable level and has stabilized me as a person," end quote. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about Awakening Plus or visit awakeningplus.com. Once again, that's awakeningplus.com. Also, I just got a new 5-star review from Sammy Justison. It was on April 19, 2024. It's titled, "Very Helpful in My Spiritual Practice." Sammy said, quote, "I came across this book seemingly by accident and decided to purchase it just in case it would be helpful." Well, it is. The invocations in this book are so simple to use, yet they work. That was all caps work. I recommend this book to spiritual seekers, end quote. Thank you, Sammy. As I mentioned earlier, the 15-word title of my number one bestseller is Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. If you'd like to listen, my audiobook is free if you're not yet an Audible member. Instant Divine Assistance is also available as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Click a link in the show notes to check it out on Audible or Amazon, or read it in Kindle Unlimited. I mentioned at the top that I'd be announcing the April 2024 free membership winner. It is Patricia, and this is the only Patricia who has entered whose email starts with SP, as in special person. So if you're Patricia and you sent me that email starting in SP, pop me an email, benjamin@astroshaman.com, and we'll get you set up with your free year. Congratulations, Patricia. And to you as well, thank you for being here. Once again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are wrapping up. Please leave me a 5-star rating, review, or comment wherever you're getting this episode so others can also awaken, heal, and thrive. And be sure to click the link in the show notes for a chance to win one free year of my Awakening Plus online membership. Thanks again for spending this time with me. I wish you infinite blessings.